So I kept going after I went out and got some pins. It's so strange. I just got in the car and went driving, looking for a place to buy pins. You know, like when you buy pins, there's like a million of them, and you never really think that you'd be using so many of them at one time. I mean, normally, like sometimes I used to just use some of my thread ends to and take a stitch or two and kind of baste these things to a base cloth so I could look at them. But I want to be able to move them around, and I want them to stay fluid so the pin is easier. I actually had a hard time finding pins. It's very strange. I even went to one of those craft stores and there were hardly any left. Maybe a lot of people are using pins. You know, what I like here is that I've been able to get everything out in the open to look at it. You know, I did a lot of dyeing over the summer, but it wasn't any massive project. It's just that I've learned how to revive the vat easily. And so whenever I came across a little patch of fabric that I wanted to maybe change a little bit, I would just go rev up the vat and wait a little while and then do a little dipping. So all of these things, most of them were done, you know, just in the moment. And I had a basket and I was just kind of throwing them in, you know, and that's the problem though. A lot of these fit in a basket, and then, you know, to just to go through the basket one patch by patch, it's like I never seem to get to the bottom. So this is just kind of a way for me to look at what happened this summer and how many times I touched the fabric and how much I dyed. It's amazing. But I also like that I like them pinned over another project that I was thinking about, you know, it, like making these larger cloths into kind of a base. I love how it's changed the design. I can look at here and I think, gosh, I could just make it into something like this. How part of the design disappears, but some of it still shows through. I love how the patches look so different on the dark and light. And really, this one was about balance, and it's kind of changed my whole idea of what balance can be. So, yeah, and then it doesn't have to become anything. I really just like looking at it like this. I, you know, in that way, it's already something, isn't it? Anyway, I made a little photo collage over like some of the branches in the sky and everything. I just wanted this to kind of to fade into the season. And, you know, it is, even when I looked at the first picture, I thought it's kind of like the cloth underneath is appearing. At the same time, it's disappearing because I'm covering it. So the photo collage kind of enhanced that somehow, I think. And then, of course, I kept going. This is the basket. All those patches were in this little basket. And I have to say that there's other baskets. And this could be endless for me. I mean, I love how the patches look in this one. And, you know, I found myself at one point now arranging them. I love that little red partial circle planet moon thing right on the right hand edge of the circle. And, you know, when I found myself composing like that, I thought, wow, you know, could look at composition as something temporary. So I'm going to keep going.